The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Sunday, hang an eviction notice on Old Man Trouble's door. Who can be blue when song stars Stu Foster and Lola Fisher and pianist Roger Williams will be getting together on CBS Radio's The Best in Music? Who can feel sad when most of these same stations will also bring you popular songs sung by Dick Haymes and Teddy King on CBS Radio's delightful Sunday feature for you? Let both of these lighthearted musical programs brighten your day on Sunday.
Where are the car keys?
I don't know. You always ask me that, and you're the one who has the car most of the time.
I am always late to lodge meeting. I never...
I'll get it.
You get it.
On lodge nights, it seems to be much more sensible to stay downtown and have dinner instead of... Hello? Yes? Aunt Effie!
Aunt Effie?
You're here! In town?
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Well, for good... Yes, I got your card. You said you were getting a ride over tomorrow. Uh-huh.
Oh, here. Here's the car, Keith. Look, I'll be running along.
Yeah, well, hold on,
Andy.
She is down at the railroad station. What? Well, you have to go down and get her, dear.
Look, I am due at lodge meeting. I won't have time to go way down there and back home again. Well, tell her to take a taxi.
Well, she won't take a taxi. You know, Aunt Effie, she wouldn't spend the money.
I'll pay for it.
She won't take a taxi.
Thought she was coming tomorrow.
Well, she was. She was getting a ride with Mr. Peterson, but he fell off a kitty car or something and hurt his leg. So then she thought she'd take the bus, but the weatherman said more snow, so she hopped on the train.
What was a grown man doing on a kitty car?
I don't know. Aunt Effie, she'll come down and get you, dear.
Ask her what that guy was doing on a kitty car.
Aunt Effie? Yes, fine. Oh, well, he'll be down as fast as he can, dear.
There's an old saying that money talks. Where Jack Benny is concerned, it laughs right out loud. Sunday, Jack learns that Mary Livingston has free tickets to the premiere of a Goldwyn movie. In his excitement, he suggests an amphitheater supper with Mr. Goldwyn and learns too late that the check won't be on the house. Just for the fun of it, join us on CBS Radio Sunday as the Jack Benny Show comes your way on most of these same stations. And speaking of fun, here's Says Who with Henry Morgan and our Mitch Miller Show on Sunday, too. Says Who is the mystery voice guessing game. On Says Who this weekend, Joy Adams, Dagmar, Orson Bean, Hermione Gingold, and a famous mystery guest will all be on the panel. Sunday, CBS Radio's Mitch Miller Show invites you to meet popular theater personalities of London, Paris, and New York. Marcel Marceau, Siobhan McKenna, Ricardo Montalban, James Robertson Justice, and producer Gene Dalrymple will all be on the Mitch Miller Show to make it another gala evening on CBS Radio.
Well, here you are, Aunt Effie, safe and sound.
Hello, Aunt Effie.
Look, I got to be running along. If you're still up when I get home.
Running along?
Yeah, I've got a lodge meeting, Aunt
Effie. Oh, well.
Oh, dear, she just got here. Maybe you could stick around a few minutes. Here, let me take your coat, Aunt
Effie. No, look, I've got to...
Well, the main reason I came is to discuss the plans with you.
Oh, plans for what?
Your grandmother's 75th birthday.
Oh.
Of course, that may not be as important as a lodge meeting, but...
That isn't until March, Aunt Effie.
Plans have to be made. Nobody in the family seems to be making any. Everybody puts it off and puts it off.
Well, do they have to be made tonight? I mean, if the birthday isn't until March...
There are a million things to be done if we're going to have a family reunion.
Family reunion?
Certainly. Mother's going to want everyone there.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
Letters should go off tomorrow. Everybody's going to make plans to come. I hope Herbert comes in from California. Wilbert and Grace will certainly have to make plans to come all the way from Florida.
Uh-huh.
Now, where's my suitcase?
Oh, right here.
I wrote down some of the things I thought should be done.
Oh, now, here, let me help you.
Now, actually, I thought we'd have the reunion at Edith. She has the biggest house.
Uh-huh. Look,
I crocheted you some more tassels, dear.
Oh, thank you, Aunt.
And I knitted you a tie.
Oh, thank you, Aunt.
Oh, that's all right. Put it on. Let me see how it looks.
Do I have...
You can wear it to lodge meeting tonight.
That's very nice.
I just want to give you a rough idea of my plans, so you can be thinking about them.
You better take off your coat, dear.
Okay.
It won't take me more than 5 minutes to give you the rough outline. Now, here it is. I thought that if everybody arrived the night before, we could all gather at our house for breakfast, so we could really celebrate the whole day.
Yes, well, of course, that means you have to find a place for everybody to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Well, we can just as well drive over early in the morning. We can get up at 6, can't we, dear?
Yeah, sure, I guess so. Look, it seems to me you girls don't need
me. I thought you two and Bessie would stay with Edith. Wilbur and Grace can have the other bedroom. Herbert and Jane can stay with Helen, and we can put the twins on the studio couch.
Uh-huh.
Uncle Fred can use that bed in the back bedroom, and isn't very comfortable, but just for one night. Uh-huh. Then Ed and Phyllis can stay with Miss Hemlock across the street. I've asked her, and she said she'd love to have them. George said he had 4 army cots, and we can put those up.
My goodness, it seems like an awful nuisance.
I think it's exciting. Really, the whole family around. Yeah. Everybody will sort of center it out.
Sure.
Now, there'll be about 35 people, and that's for 3 meals.
35 people for 3 meals a day?
That's an awful lot of work.
There'll be plenty of people to pitch in and help. And, well, anyhow, here, I made a sort of chart of the sleeping arrangements. I don't know where to put Carl. He snores so.
That looks just fine, Aunt Effie. You did a marvelous job arranging all that. Congratulations. Look, I'd better be getting along now.
That's the sleeping arrangement. About food. Where's the paper I had that on?
By the way, Aunt Effie, what was that guy doing on his kitty car?
Here we are.
Never mind that now, dear, if you want to get going.
Now, it was my theory that everybody should share the expense.
Well, naturally, we certainly want to share,
I thought that the best thing would be for me to just go ahead and buy the food and then everybody pay me. What do you think?
I think that's fine.
Yeah, I do too, Aunt Effie. You're wonderful.
Well, somebody has to do something. I do feel that I have a rather good sense of organization.
You certainly do. That's what you have. It's just wonderful. Mm-hmm. And family couldn't do without you.
Well, I'm good for something.
Sure are. Well, if it's all settled, I'll be running along.
Well, that's just the food.
As
far as expense is concerned, but since I have only one oven, I thought that those who live nearby could perhaps bring a few things.
Oh, of course.
Well,
I'd be glad.
I'll put you down for dessert. I thought if you could bring 2 chocolate cakes and 2 apple pies.
Oh, of course.
And Helen is dessert, too, and Grace is vegetables, and then Edith and I will be turkeys.
What was that?
And if you need to cook turkeys.
I can't get 2 big turkeys in my oven.
More than I do. Look, I'm really no help here.
Well, I feel the plan should have the approval of everyone in the family.
They do, I'm sure. I go along with anything.
Now, you keep track of what you send for the cakes and the pies, and then we will reimburse you.
Nonsense.
If you pay us for the turkeys, then I feel you should be paid for the cakes and the pies.
Look, we can certainly bring home some pies. Bring along some pies and cakes. I'll be in paid for it.
Everybody shares alike.
Okay, all right, that's fine. And I'd like to go over things in more detail, but since it's nearly 9:00, if I'm going at all...
I thought in the afternoon of that day we should drive over to Mound Prairie, where the old house stands that Mother was born.
That would be nice.
But that means cars. Now the folks that are coming from any great distance will probably not drive. So that means we're going to have to make arrangements for everyone getting out there. Now, Wilbur and Grace can go with Carl, and Francis, that won't work either. Wilbur has terribly long legs, and the back seat of Carl's car has no room at all for your legs.
May I make a suggestion?
I wish you would.
Then I suggest that since White Pine Lodge is right near Mound Prairie, we charter a bus that day to take the whole family.
Charter a bus.
We can do it for very little. I know a guy who does nothing but this. The whole family can pile in. Mm-hmm. We'll visit Grandma's old home, then we'll go to White Pine Lodge, where we can get a nice private room overlooking the lake, and we'll have our dinner right there.
Have dinner at the lodge?
Certainly. In the long run, it won't cost any more. And if it does, I'll make up the difference. The food is wonderful there. It saves all the cooking and dishes for you girls. And for once, we'll have a family reunion we can all enjoy. Okay? Now, look, I've got to get the lodge meeting. What's the matter? What's the matter with her?
Really, how could you be so mean to your very own aunt?
Mean? I was thinking of her. What did I say?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Daytime responsibilities don't have to weigh you down. With Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter on hand to keep you company, you can sail through any chore with ease. More than that, you'll pick up enough smiles in the process to last you right through the day. Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter are both experts at entertaining. Their amiability is catching, too. Before you know it, they'll have you in a mood as lighthearted as their own. And once that happens, any task is easier to do. For songs, jokes, and for all of the happy observations that come to mind, hear Arthur Godfrey Time and our Ford Road Show starring Arthur Godfrey every weekday. Art Linkletter's gregarious visitors on House Party invite you to join them 5 days a week on most of these same stations, too. Tune them in here, right here at CBS Radio. It's one sure way to tune up any weekday. Why not get in on the fun the very next time these agreeable programs come your way?
May I come in?
Let's go to your lodge meeting. No, no, no. Don't go in. Go down.
Going to my lodge meeting? How could I go to my lodge meeting with all this going on upstairs? Look, why is Aunt Effie so upset?
Oh, baby, chartering a bus and going out for dinner.
You know, I ask you, isn't that sensible? You know what that day will be like otherwise. Everybody will be chasing back and forth from house to house, carrying food, rounding up enough chairs, getting dishes and silver, all of which will have to be washed and then distributed back again.
Yes,
The entire afternoon will be spent figuring out who owes what for what.
I know.
1 hour will be spent figuring out who goes in whose car, and then, as always happens, somebody will be left behind.
Well, I know all that.
Why do you women spend the entire day cooking and doing dishes? I'm just...
She wants to.
But,
Can't you understand that? The day wouldn't be any fun unless they go through all that. That is part of a family reunion. They don't want to eat out. Don't you see?
No. Frankly, I don't. But, all right, if that's the way it has to be.
She doesn't think you like her cooking.
Oh, Aunt Effie.
Yes?
Look, Aunt Effie, can I come in? Listen, I want you to realize that the only reason I suggested all that was just to save you some work, Aunt Effie, really. You don't think I like giving up the thought of some of your candied sweet potatoes and that cranberry pudding?
Well, I like to fix them for you. My goodness.
So, I think we'd better stick to your arrangement.
Well, I really do think they're more sensible.
I should have known.
And I have some other ideas we can talk about tomorrow. You run along to your lodge meeting.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Oh, just one thing. And if you had this Mr. What's his name? You were getting over a ride over
Mr.
here.
Mr. Peterson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How could he fall off a kiddie car?
Oh, he was on it.
What was he doing on a kiddie car?
He was riding it.
He was riding it.
My dear, you remember Mr. Peterson?
Yes. Oh, yes, sure. I just don't remember riding kiddie cars. Well, I'll mull over that the rest of the evening. Well, I'll see you later. See you later. It's so darn late now. Oh, look at the time.
What's the matter with him? You know, Mr. Peterson makes toys for children.
Oh, really?
Now, for 35 people, some of us may have to sleep on the floor.
Oh, it'll be fun, Aunt Effie. Now, don't worry about a thing. A family.
5 nights a week and Saturday in the daytime, too, join CBS Radio's Amazon Andy Music Hall for a hilarious combination of music and fun. The antics of these famous fun makers will put you in a lighthearted mood as they get lightheaded about everything from high finance to romance. Get together with your whole family and live it up with the comedy, music, and fun you'll find at the Amazon Andy Music Hall. All you have to do is keep your dial set where it is on CBS Radio, which is the address of the Amazon Andy Music Hall 6 times a week on most of these same stations. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch, stars Peg Lynch and Ellen Bunch, but Margaret Hamilton is Aunt Effie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.